Where did I put the coconut oil? I went to make popcorn.
Alice.
It should be next to the olive oil.
Alice.
Maybe I put it.
Alice.
Maybe I put it in the other cupboard.
I know you saw it too.
The coconut oil? Where?
Not the oil. Our son's penis.
I don't know what you're talking about, Molly.
When his towel caught on the doorknob and fell, your eyes went exactly where mine went.
My eyes went nowhere because I'm not a pervert, okay?
Alice.
I'm not talking about this.
Then I'll do the talking. That's the biggest penis I've ever seen.
Popcorn isn't the same without coconut oil.
Not even in porn. And if I haven't seen a bigger one, neither have you.
Margarine. Margarine could work.
I made sure all the guys who had a chance to knock you up had big dicks, but none of them were this big.
It doesn't taste as good, though.
And he wasn't even hard.
No way he was soft. That had to be at least a semi.
So you did look.
I did not look. It's so big it flooded my vision.
I think this explains why he has trouble keeping a girlfriend.
Our son's dating life is none of our business, Molly.
Last time you had a girl over, she asked me to drive her home. Lives 2 blocks away, but couldn't walk that far. She was limping so much she almost needed crutches.
What are you saying?
I'm saying her son blew out her pussy with this huge cock. That was a month ago, and they haven't seen each other since.
She must have been limping when she got here.
She wasn't.
She could have gotten injured a million ways.
Right. Like they might have been playing soccer or mountain climbing in his bedroom.
What are we supposed to do? Teach her son how to have sex?
Well...
We're his mothers, Molly.
We're bisexuals who ride big dicks. When I bring a guy home, you don't hesitate to spread your legs. But talk about it? No. Never.
I refuse to talk about this.
Well, we're talking about it now.
I said, I refuse to talk about this. Where's the coconut oil?
I'm amazed how you can be such a whore and still such a prude.
I want to make popcorn.
We started dating because all the guys you'd been with had tiny dicks. But dildos can be any size you want.
Did you hide it somewhere?
When you get tired of strap-on sex, I find guys with big dicks for us to share.
Fine. I will make plain, dry popcorn.
Do you ever wonder how I keep finding men with big dicks to fuck us? Do you think I pick up random guys and hope they're packing?
I don't wonder because it's none of my business.
Who fucks you isn't your business?
Shut up, Molly.
I have a FetLife account with videos of us fisting each other, offering free pussy to any guy as thick as a Red Bull.
You said those videos were private.
You want me to take them down and let the stream of big dicks dry up? That's what I thought. I also message porn stars challenging them to turn a couple bisexual MILFs straight. If you ever watch porn, you'd recognize half the guys.
Why are you telling me this? In 20 years, you've never complained about being the one to find men for us. And now, you suddenly have a problem with it?
Because you need to understand we're the only women who can teach our son to have sex. No one else has taken as many big dicks as we have. Until he learns how to wield his huge cock, any girl who rides that monster is going to walk away limping, if they can walk at all.
You're disgusting. He's our son.
Exactly. He's our son, and he needs his mother's.
Maybe it's different for you because he didn't come out of you.
If you believe that, let me feel your pussy.
Get your hands off me, Molly.
I knew it. You're soaking wet, Alice.
I spilled some water earlier.
You talk about our son coming out of your pussy, but you think about him coming in your pussy.
That's not true. I'm just a little bent up.
Yeah, from seeing his huge cock. Me too.
Honey, there you are. Didn't see you there. Oh, you found the coconut oil. Where was it? Great timing. I was just making some popcorn.
Honey, we need to talk with you about what happened.
Oh, Molly, nothing happened. There's nothing to talk about. The coconut oil really makes the popcorn work. Have some, both of you.
When your towel fell, we couldn't help but see...
That you were tracking water all through the hallway. You need to dry yourself off better, young man.
The popcorn tastes a little...
Delicious. I know, right?
Honey, where did you find the coconut oil?
On your nightstand? What was it doing on your nightstand? Oh, you always keep it there. That's...
Delicious. Like you said, Alice, it's delicious.
This must be why you love coconut oil so much. Our son uses it as lube, so it tastes like his cock.
Just make sure you don't drip so much water next time, honey.
And don't bother wearing a towel.
Molly!
Honey, you have nothing to hide from your moms. But you need to understand your penis is both a blessing and a curse.
Don't listen to her, sweetie. You're not cursed.
If a girl walks out of here limping and never comes back, that's a curse.
You are a blessed boy. No curses, just blessings.
Has a girl ever let you fuck her twice?
Molly!
Or do they all limp away after the first time and never come back?
We don't talk that way to our son.
Honey, you can't just jackhammer away with such a hefty penis. Only a woman who's had a lot of training and practice could handle that. You need to learn how to be gentle, slow, caring.
I said we're not teaching our son how to have sex.
How to have sex? No, 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 no. Of course not.
Good, good. The way you were going, I thought...
Honey, you can't learn how to give pleasure until you learn how to receive pleasure.
Jesus Christ, Molly!
That's why you jackhammer girls, isn't it? It feels good. You wouldn't need to do it that way if they could make you feel good in other ways.
What on earth are you talking about?
Blowjobs, Alice. Our son needs his dick sucked.
He needs to learn to treat girls like princesses, not whores.
You can't be a good princess without being a good whore. And you are such a good princess.
You vile woman.
I love you too, Alice. Now, honey, pants off. You heard me, mister. Nothing we haven't seen before.
Oh, my God.
Gonna deny you're looking this time?
That's enough, honey. Time to cover up.
The only thing that should cover this dick is a mouth.
You can't be serious, Molly. What you're talking about is incest. He's our son.
Do you think that tiny leaf of a girl was able to suck his cock? Probably couldn't get past the head and gnawed on it like a beaver.
It's not our place to give our son his first good blowjob.
Almost all the big dick guys we've blown said it was their first good blowjob. Doesn't matter if it's our place, because no one else can do it. Honey, can mommy please suck your cock?
You are not. No, don't get on your knees. Oh my God. Honey, I know you need a blowjob, but this is your mommy. This isn't happening. This is so wrong. This can't be happening. Holy damn. Molly, what are you doing?
Sucking.
You're sucking at sucking. You're barely taking an inch. You said he needs this because no one else can give a good blowjob to such a huge penis. If you're just going to nibble on the head, there's no point to this. If you're not going to deep throat him, it's just incest.
Oh, is that right? What are you going to do about it?
Move aside, bitch.
Ah!
Honey, mommy's a nasty tease. Let mama show you what a real blowjob feels like.
Mm. Oh, Alice. Mm. Good girl. You're slobbering on that monster. Watch your teeth. Mm. I know this is the biggest cock you've ever sucked. Mm. Come on, you can go deeper than that.
I'm way deeper than you got.
I was holding back to goad you into joining me. I'm not gonna let you hold back. I'm gonna grab your ponytail and force you down, you little slut. Yeah. Honey, how does mama's throat feel? Don't be afraid to bruise it.
You can't. You tricked me.
It's like coconut oil, doesn't it? So yummy. I still haven't reached the base. Get back on that dick. Fuck mama's throat, honey. Fuck mama's throat while I hold your head. Good boy. Don't you dare hold back. She can take it. There you go. Balls to chin, all the way down. Yeah. All the way down. This is what you need, honey. Mama's throat is better than any pussy you've ripped open, isn't it? Yeah, you're shaking, Alice. Are you okay? It's almost like you're about to come. Fuck, you are coming, aren't you? Without even touching your pussy. I've seen you blow hundreds of men, but you've never come from it until now. Until you've throated our own son's horse cock. You filthy whore. You depraved incest slut.
That was not an orgasm. I just had a wave of pleasure and I lost control and I shook and... Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. This is so wrong. We can't do this. I'm your mother and...
Good boy. When Mama talks crazy like that, just shove your cock in her. That's the best way to shut her up and put her in her place.
My place is as his mother.
Your place is worshiping this big dick. Our place is worshiping this big dick. That's priority one. We don't go back to being mothers till we drain his balls. When his balls are full, we're just his sluts.
You talk big for someone who's only taken an inch of this donkey dick. If you want us to be our son's horse, you choking it. Oh, there you go, Molly. See how you like having your head pushed down on his cock. If you want me to be a whore, you're going to be a whore with me. Feel your throat stretching and squeezing. That's because of all the big dicks we've had. This is the biggest, the thickest. You've been out looking for huge cocks when the Holy Grail was right under our roof. Oh, that's it, honey. Oh, yes, rail mommy's throat. Worshipping you is two woman job. One of us isn't enough. You need both your moms.
You're a beast.
Who's the depraved incest slut now, huh?
Still you. You're the one who came just from sucking our son's cock. Honey, I think it's time you learn how to fuck pussy.
What? That's too far, Molly. Blowjobs are one thing, but you said we aren't going to teach him how to have sex.
No, I said he can't learn how to get pleasure until he learns how to receive pleasure. I think we've successfully taught him that lesson.
Then he can learn how to eat pussy. That's the best way to pleasure a woman.
That's a lesson for another day. Eating pussy is foreplay, and my cunt is already soaked and gaping.
We're not on birth control, and we don't have any condoms that will fit him. We can't let him fuck us raw.
Don't you get it, Alice? I need our son's giant cock in my pussy. Now. I am beyond horny. If he doesn't fuck me, I'm gonna lose my mind.
You think I'm not horny? You think I don't need our son's horse cock? The difference between you and me is I understand there are some lines we can't cross.
The difference between you and me is you already had an orgasm. I need the release.
Since when have I been satisfied with one orgasm?
Come on, honey. Come under the bed and fuck mommy.
No, honey. Remember how mommy barely sucked your tip instead of deep-throating you like she should have? She's going to do that again. She's a tease.
I won't. I promise I won't. In any case, I just taught you to shove your cock down our throats when we're teasing or being bitchy. So if I tease you, take control and fuck me like a whore.
Honey, you can't fuck mommy and relegate me to being your blowjob girl. You can't do that to me. I mean, I will suck your cock whenever you want. But if you're going to fuck mommy, mama needs it too. And you came out of my pussy, so if you're coming back in, I get first dibs.
Oh, playing the birth mother card.
Back off, Molly.
You fucking bitch.
Ow, get off me.
You already came. I need him now.
He can fuck you after. There's plenty of cock for both of us.
My hair. You nasty little bitch. Let go.
Say he can fuck me first.
No.
Honey, pull up my skirt and push into my pussy. I will hold mommy down. I never wear underwear, so consider me free use from now on.
Damn it, Alice!
Oh, that's right, baby boy. Oh, real slow. Oh, you're so huge. Ease yourself in. Oh, yes, that's it.
Jackhammer her, honey. Jackhammer that cunt.
What? You said he needs to learn to go gentle and slow.
I said only a woman who's had a lot of training can handle being jackhammered by such an enormous cock. You've taken hundreds of big dicks, Alice. You have had all the practice you need. Fuck mama as hard as you can, honey.
No. No, honey. Don't listen to mommy. Not so rough. Oh, fuck. Oh, go slow, baby. Oh, go slow.
Good boy. Mama can take all the abuse you can dish out.
You've ridden all the same big dicks I have, Molly. You have just as much training as me.
You've insisted on going first, so you're the one who gets the brutal pounding.
You fucking bitch.
You're angry, yet you're creaming and about to come. Don't give our son mixed signals.
No, I'm not about to come. No, no, I'm not coming. I'm not coming. I'm not coming in our son's monster cock.
Good girl. Good fucking slut. I don't think I've ever seen you come so powerfully.
Oh, fuck. You know I hate being fucked so hard, Molly. Especially with such a huge dick.
Your pussy disagrees.
My pussy. My pussy's an idiot.
I love you, Alice.
You're still a bitch.
A bitch who needs to get fucked.
You heard her, honey. Fuck mommy as hard as you fucked me.
Finally, give me that horse cock, honey.
Let's see how you like getting your pussy ripped open.
Yeah. Oh my god. You're huge. Baby boy. You're stretching mommy out. Oh god. Oh. Whoa. Not so rough. Oh, ease up, honey. You don't want to blow out mommy's pussy. Yeah.
Don't you dare slow down, honey. What's the matter, Molly? You talk a big game, but can't handle a big cock?
I can handle it. I just can't. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 You're gonna destroy my pussy if you know. Don't slow down. You aren't gonna be able to fuck me again.
Oh, don't listen to her, honey. Teenage girls may run away after you fuck them once, but your moms will never cut you off. We need you. One fuck, and you're already addicted.
I'm not saying I'll run away. Fuck. What a fucking donkey dick. Yeah, baby. Oh, good boy. I'm saying, my pussy will be too bruised and swollen to fuck again.
Like you said, Molly, we've taken all the same big dicks. If I can handle it, so can you.
Honey, please. Mommy's gonna need you every day, but if you ruin my pussy, all you'll have left are my throat and ass.
And my pussy through an ass. Don't worry about destroying one hole, honey. Still got 5 left.
I mean, I'm gonna need him in my pussy every day. If I suck his cock every day, never get to ride it, I'm gonna go crazy.
Oh, Molly, you're already crazy.
Fuck you, bitch.
You did this to us, Molly. Don't forget that. You told him to pull out his dick. You started sucking it. You tricked me into joining you. You got us addicted. Addicted to our own son's cock. So, if he puts your pussy out of commission, that's on you.
Honey. Oh, you're too fucking huge.
Stop whining and be the second slut our baby boy needs.
Second slut? Bitch, I'm number one.
Then prove it. Worship that cock with your cunt. Yeah. Come on, milk it. Make him come.
Honey, fuck mommy as hard as you can. You're gonna ruin my pussy. But it's worth it if you make mama eat her words.
Oh, yes, baby. Pound mommy raw. Show this bitch who's the boss.
I'm not gonna be able to walk for weeks.
Why would you want to leave that, baby? We can worship our son without ever getting up.
Oh my god, holy fuck, oh, holy fuck, holy fuck,
oh, you filthy slut. Yeah. Bitch about him ruining your pussy, yet you're about to come? Oh, honey, your balls are tensing. Are you about to come too?
Fuck. Oh, God. God. That was... holy shit. Honey. This morning. You are a baby boy. Now... now you're a man.
And we're your woman. Your property.
I feel like I have a gallon of cum in me.
It's gushing everywhere.
Alice, we need...
birth control protocol.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. Mm. Oh my god, yeah. Suck our son's cum out of my pussy. Mm. Get every last drop. Mmm. Mm. Good girl. We're gonna be doing this for each other a lot.
Fuck. I just put cum in my mouth.
Only half. We need to learn to share.
You fucking whore.
I love you too, Molly.